Today's Best Country KX 104. It is Tater in the Morning. We're pleased to be joined with Linda Logsdon from the Women's Resource Center, the executive director. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
It's great to have you in. You guys have your 22nd annual Walk for Life coming up this weekend.
We do. We are in the final preparation for our Walk for Life. It's in 10 locations this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. And this, yeah, I mean, it's not just like one quick walk that's in one spot. You have locations all over. I'm pulling them up here, and they run both Saturday and Sunday. 10 locations?
10 locations. In those locations, we have a coordinator, and maybe that person or someone else just really thought we need to have a Walk for Life for the Women's Resource Center in our town. And so they go about gathering people from their churches, from their town that just want to walk for us, and they raise funds. Everybody that walks, we ask them to raise funds, pledges. They don't have to collect money. And when they receive up to $50, they get a free t-shirt. But, you know, that is our fundraiser. The more people that we can have supporting us. Last year, we had over 1,000 sponsors for our walk. Yeah. So we were very excited about that. And so we're looking for like 500 walkers this year. Last year, we had a little over 400. So we have a big stretch of a goal of wanting to increase that to 500.
Talking with Linda Logsdon here from the Women's Resource Center, which is based in North Platte.
Yes.
But obviously you cover a big area because, I mean, these walks are in Stapleton, Dunning, Gothenburg, Wallace, Arnold, Callaway, Hershey, Paxton, all over our area.
Yes. And we are very excited. Paxton is a new one. Thedford is a relatively new one. And so we are very thankful for those that are doing that for us. And this is, you know, it's a fundraiser, but it's to raise the funds to provide the services for our clients. And we see clients that are expecting. Sometimes it's an unexpected pregnancy. Sometimes it's something that is expected, but they need a little of assistance. And so we provide parenting education. We provide supplies like diapers and formula, those kind of things as well. So, and we have life skill classes, and we do free pregnancy tests and free ultrasound, the OB limited ultrasounds. And so we're just very grateful for all of those opportunities to serve our community.
That's some vital resources. I mean, free ultrasounds is a big deal.
It is. It is. And we have, we know that there are those that are trying to decide, do I keep this baby or do I abort this baby? And we want to give every opportunity for that life to live because we do believe it is a life at the beginning, at the conception. And so we just want to celebrate that life. And if we can provide that ultrasound for that person to see that they truly have a life inside, that's just exciting.
The Women's Resource Center's Walk for Life is various dates. So they're not all on Saturday. Some are on Sunday. There's different times. So make sure you go to your website to check out if you're in one of those communities, and if you're not in one of those communities, go to one of those communities and
yes,
support it if you'd like. But they are all Saturday and Sunday. The website is
It's friendsofwrc.com is where you can go, or you can call us at 534-1440. And we're more than happy to register people on the phone. We can talk them through that. But there should be posters. There should be brochures that are available in those communities. And we could give them the coordinator's number to call if they wanted to do that. And it's just a great time. And I will say here for North Platte, for those that come and walk with us, we have a pancake feed following.
Oh,
the
you.
Kiwanis are going to do that for us. We're going to have a coffee bar because there's this new coffee called 7 Weeks Coffee. The bean is about the size of a 7 week old baby inside the womb. And so it's 7 weeks coffee. And those that purchase that, there's some of that money comes back to the Women's Resource Center. So, so the Kiwanis are going to help us. And we have the pro-life group from St. Pat's is going to help us from the high school. And we just have a lot of people that will be coming to walk and celebrate that day, not only here in North Platte, but as you said, all the other communities as well.
Women's Resource Center, their 22nd annual Walk for Life this Saturday and Sunday. Linda, anything else you'd like to touch on?
Just that the more people that come and celebrate with us, the greater the impact that we can have on our community.
Very good. Well, thank you for putting this together. Should be a gorgeous weekend.
That's what I hear. I'm really great because last year it was cold and windy and rainy, and so we are really excited about that. That it'll be a great weekend, and it's just a great time to come together and celebrate and have fun.
Very good, Linda. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.